Hey, what's up YouTube? Welcome to my After Effects tutorial. In this episode, I'm gonna show you how to create some motion graphic elements using Trapboard Form in Adobe After Effects. Alright, so I've created four different examples as to what you're gonna be creating today, and this is a basic idea as to what you can do using this technique. Now, of course, you can add some depth of field effects for getting some really good close-up shots and getting some really nice blurriness in your shots. And of course, you can, you know, tweak everything down and create something like this. This is like that sand kind of effect, sand moving in time. And again, you have some good depth of field happening, which creates that close-up, very close to camera effect. So I'm going to show you how to do all of this. And in the end, awesome people, I'm going to show you how to tweak your settings a little bit so you can create something completely different, completely original, and still call this your technique and use it as your own idea in your own motion graphics. I'm right now working on a project, and that's the whole inspiration, and that's how I came up with this technique. So I wanted to share with you how did I create something like this. Alright, so I'm gonna create a new composition, Control N. I'm gonna call this main YouTube because it's a YouTube tutorial. I'm gonna create a new solid track code form. I'm gonna call this form. I'm gonna go to trap code. I'm gonna go to effects and presets, trap code, and I'm gonna look for form, drop it onto my composition, actually on my layer. I am gonna open up base form, and I'm gonna go to particle Z. I'm gonna bring it down to one. So you just have one particle sheet to work with. This is gonna go a lot easier on the rendering. I'm gonna increase the size of X and Y. So I'm gonna take it from 200 to 350 and 350. Next, awesome people, I'm gonna increase the particle in X and in Y. So I'm gonna increase from 70 to 100 and 100. So we have a little more particle, a little more detail to work with. That's gonna look a lot better. Now, awesome people, I'm gonna open up particles. I'm gonna change the color, first of all, to bluish, because that really looks good. Go there. And make sure, awesome people, that your transform mode is set to add and not normal. So make sure that is there. Next, awesome people, I'm gonna go to disperse. Actually, you know what, disperse and twist will come later. This is that FX technique. Next, awesome people, I'm gonna go to fractal field, and I'm gonna increase the FX size from 0 to 2. Now this, awesome people, is a very sensitive setting. You would not want to go 50 or, you know, that extreme to it. I would actually recommend just going 3 would be the highest. Don't go more than that. So I'm gonna go for 2. And awesome people, instead, like, you know, some of you may be knowing, like, if you have practiced After Effects a bit, or and if you have worked with particle emitters, that Trapcode, this whole company, creates 3D particles for After Effects. So if I was to create a camera using my keyboard shortcut Control Shift Alt C, and if I was to rotate by clicking on the Unified Camera tool, you can see that this is actually 3D particles. This is not 2D in any way. These are actual 3D particles. So, you know, we can use this camera for rotating and creating effects like this, but I highly recommend you don't do anything like that, and I'll tell you why. Say if you have, you know, set up your camera like this, or say like this, and it's really set up on a nice angle, you have set up a good animation, but the problem is, now, awesome people, if I was to add, say, text elements, say this is my original thing, and if I went crazy like that with my camera, if I was to add text elements to this, let me show you what exactly would happen. I'm gonna go this and call something like magical, right? It matches the same. Let me just give it a nice color too, a nice bluish blue. And if I was to make this 3D, awesome people, you can see that my text just disappears. This is because my camera in my composition has not been set up right. It has just been, you know, I just went haywire with it. I don't know where my 3D text is now, and I'm gonna basically have lots and lots of problems. So I'll show you a bit. Okay, there it is. Found it. So I'm going to show you a much better way of dealing with camera and creating this animation, so that if you get a client project tomorrow, you can use something very similar to this and add your text elements and extra elements. So first of all, just, you know, delete these two layers. So we are back to square one. And what I'm going to do, awesome people, for creating this rotation effect, I'm going to actually use Trapcode Form. I'm not going to create the camera and, you know, create... Create the camera. I'm not gonna do something like this. This looks similar to this, but again, if I was to add my text layer to this, it would be very, very messy. I would just, you know, get lost and not get anywhere. Okay, so I'm gonna click on form, and I'm gonna go to base form, and there are my rotation properties. So X rotation, Y rotation, and Z rotation. I'm gonna increase this to say somewhere around 110. I'm gonna take the Y rotation up to say 15. And actually I'm gonna bring this down to around there. That is 95. There you go, that looks a lot better to me. And we have a little bit of motion. Now this motion, awesome people, if you are wondering, is created by the fractal field. The fractal field effect size animation that we just added, like we just changed that from 0 to 2. That is causing that slight animation. Okay, so next, awesome people, for creating something like this is to change the displacement mode. So XYZ link, change that to XYZ individual. The main reason why we are doing something like this is so that we can manipulate all the different axes independently. So I'm gonna change the X axis to say somewhere around 100, and I'm gonna take the Y axis to 50, and then I'm gonna get something like this. I actually think that the Y axis is a little lower, and there we go. Now in this, awesome people, you can see that the animation is very, very fast. And in my original demonstration, the animation you can see is very, very slow. It gives that, you know, nice enchanted magical piano feel. So why is this and how do I fix this? If you want this animation to go slowly, don't swear it, people, come down and go to flow evolution and bring this number down. So if I bring this down to say 15, this would go a lot slower now. See that? So you basically have to adjust and play around with these settings till the time you feel comfortable. So I'm gonna actually bring down X displays to say somewhere around 15, and that looks a lot better to me. Now, awesome people, what I'm gonna do now, well, now, awesome people, you have two options. You can go for because this is very far out in Z space, you can use Z center for positioning the center, you know, bringing the particles closer to the view or taking them away from the view. You can use this setting or you can create a new camera. I would now recommend that you create a new camera, because when you do this, when you use a camera for zooming into the particles, you can activate depth of field, and it's gonna give you this really nice, you know, fade-ish animation look. So this makes it see, and this is something that, you know, cinematographers and Hollywood people and advertisement uses a lot. As they've seen this, you know, ad so many times in advertisements where they use this for creating a depth. This signifies that there is depth, you know, there are particles beyond this, and it really looks cinematic, it really looks good. So we have created a new camera. I'm gonna zoom in now, like this, and move it a little bit like this, and superb, this looks good to me. And now, awesome people, I'm gonna start its animation like this. I'm gonna go to say somewhere around 8 seconds, and I'm gonna pull back. Now some of you may be wondering, how am I doing that? Awesome people, I'm using the unified camera tool, and this basically is a very awesome tool. This is like all three of these tools combined into one. So I'm using my right mouse button, and you can see that my mouse pointer will change now, and then I'm just pushing back. See that? I'm gonna push somewhere over here because I don't want to reveal that there is nothing over here. Something like this, right? This looks really nice. Now, awesome people, what you can do is you can add like a little bit of rotation to it. So I'm gonna hold on the shift key, I'm gonna hit the R key on my keyboard, and I'm gonna add a Z rotation. So take this from say 10 to say 0. So this is a very slight rotation, but it still adds that, you know, nice like zoom kind of effect. So this with some really nice piano-ish music would make some great graphics. And now, awesome people, time for adding some really cool effects. Okay, so I was able to complete this in a very short amount of time. That's, you know, I'm patting myself right now. Yay. Anyways, I'm gonna go to disperse and twist, and I'm gonna change this disperse to 2. And this is gonna add, like, actually not 2 is a little intense. I'm gonna change it back to 1, and you can see it adds that really nice feel to it. Like everything, you know, that sandish effect, right? And awesome people, what you can do is you can also animate the aperture. Now you select the camera and hit AA 2 times on your keyboard, and you're gonna bring up all these camera options right here. So what you can do is, first of all, you have to activate depth of field. So I'm gonna switch it on, and boom, there you go. You know, you have basically just glorified everything, glorified. You just like, you know, put everything to glow. And what's actually happening is aperture, this is a setting that's actually affecting everything. Aperture is basically like a setting which is going to tell After Effects what to keep in focus. So we can actually animate this and say that this should be 10. And when you go ahead in time, you're going to bring this down. Or actually what you can do is you can keep this over here and then bring it up to 10. So it would look something like this. See that? Nice. So again, it gives you that nice depth of field look. And you can position it like this because we are still using the camera. So I'm using my camera's unified tool. The shortcut, of course, is the C key on the keyboard. So I'm going to position. Right now I'm using the middle mouse button. So click there. And whoosh. See that? It really looks good. Alright, so this was my basic tutorial on how to create a motion graphic element, particles motion graphic element. Now, awesome people, let's add some uniqueness to it. Now, again, this is, of course, going to be randomized every time because we have the random seed on, and I'm not going to get into that. But basically, this is going to come different for everyone. So you, your competitors, your friends can watch this tutorial, and every time you'll have something different. And one more thing, disperse and twist. You can add a twist setting to this, say 3, and you'll have like completely different stuff again. So this is a really cool technique, awesome people. Share my tutorial, and if you want to add some more randomization to this, open up Quick Maps. Go over here to Quick Maps. Now, I'm not going to explain you exactly how Quick Maps work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a quick run through as to how they are. So basically, you go to Map 1, you open this, and you're going to get this reddish box kind of thing. You take any one of these presets, okay? Now, don't worry about what this is or what this is, because I'm going to explain this in some different tutorials. So it's on my channel, Form Tutorials, and you're going to get something. And basically, just select one of this. Now, nothing is going to happen because we haven't mapped one over anything. You can see it says off over here. So I'm going to change this from size to fractal strength. And I'm going to change this from off to Y. And boom, there you go, awesome people. You get a little bit of randomization. Now, if you want to know how does this work, how does this whole thing work, I'll have to cover this in a different chapter or in a different tutorial. Because if I was to cover this now, forget, this would go on for like 20-30 minutes. I don't want to go over there right now, but this is a great way of having different settings blend in differently with your design. So, and the best part about using Quick Maps, awesome people, is that you have more than one map to work with. So you have map 2, you can go to size over here, you can change it to Y. And again, nothing happens because we haven't set this red box thingy. I'm gonna click on this mountain like parameter, and there we go. We just added a little more like a fade-ish effect to all our particles, and it really looks good. Check it out. Now, of course, awesome people, this as a standalone motion element is not looking that great, but if you were to combine and spend some little time, if you give this a little time and you spend some time developing this, this would make a great element for trailers, for credit titles, for your short films, or for, if you're working with someone, for their short films, and it overall has that eye-catching feel to it. So I made a tutorial on this because I was working on a project, and that project had me create something like this. My name is TJ Styles. Thank you so much for joining me on this tutorial. Please subscribe. This was my first tutorial on ZenGen Learning. My name is TJ Styles. Please subscribe. Like me on Facebook. Link in the description. Do all of that. And my color theme has been changed. Bad. Add me on Facebook. If you have any doubts, ask me over there. I'll be more than happy to sit down, chat with you, explain you the whole thing, whether it's about career, After Effects, or anything. My name is TJ Styles. Thank you so much for watching. You take care, and peace out.